Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You listen, our next one, this is the next one that a member of the American Heritage Group is interviewing our Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, and she's talking about freedom of expression, the First Amendment. Have you noticed how they've been repressing free speech on college campuses, on K through 12 campuses, and they've been saying you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't say this, which is totally against the Constitution. Well, guess what? She is interviewing her. She's asking her this very question. This is good news. Freedom of expression. Check it out.
Okay, freedom of choice in education is vital, but so is freedom of expression. Some of us are so concerned about what we're seeing in some of our public schools and some of our higher ed institutions in terms of particularly conservatives having their freedom of expression curtailed. What is the administration doing about that?
Well, this is a very timely and serious issue that I think that we have got to address from a multitude of angles. And I think we have seen more and more examples on college campuses in recent years of shutting down free and open expression and debate around ideas. You know, my view of and my experience of going to college was it was a place where I could test out some of the things that I was taught as I was raised. I could entertain new thoughts and ideas, and it is and should be a place where we explore other opinions and ideas. And yet today it has become more and more a place where those opinions or that possibility is more and more controlled. We have got to continue to exercise a very foundational part of our nation's founding in the First Amendment. And this administration is committed to upholding those freedoms of expression and exchange of ideas. And we will be continuing to advance this notion that the place to have fights, so to speak, is in the battle of ideas. And let's talk about them and let's share our perspectives, but do so in a way that is open to alternative views and others' perspectives without censorship and without without fear of being able to, of not being able to defend them. Good ideas are always going to win.
We know that, don't we? You know, it never ceases to amaze me that the left has a part of their mantra, you know, diversity, and they want diversity in every area except for in the area of opinions and ideas. Yeah. And I think they're mostly afraid of the fact that they know our ideas are better.
This is so powerful, isn't it? We want to hear from you. Listen, imagine having the First Amendment again in our schools, you know, that your kid will not be ridiculed because they stand for what they believe in, no matter what that is. Or on the college campuses, they won't be literally stoned by words or ideas or skipping. Comment below. We want to hear from you. This is the head of the Secretary of the head of education, the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, who's saying, listen, we're bringing it back, you know. As a matter of fact, John, comment below, write to us, let us know. We want to hear from you. It so encourages us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.